Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hello and welcome. It's December the 8th today, 2019, and this is the Overseas Connection podcast, episode 556. This is a gaming podcast for the more wise and mature gamer, and I'm your host this evening, so God help you. And my name is Peter Chin, also known as the Legit Chinny on the gaming platforms and Twitter and all that jazz. We broadcast weekly on Sundays at 9 p.m. UK, 1 p.m. West Coast, 4 p.m. East Coast, and 3 p.m. for those little beauties in the central. You can find us on Twitch TV, Mixer.com, and YouTube.com. You just search for OC Podcast. Like I said, I'm your host, and joining me this evening, spinning the decks, is the beautiful Robin Tate.
I am really beautiful. I am. I never actually.
Really?
Yeah, I just. It's never struck me before, but I just realized now that so many people say it. You're a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful person. You're a gorgeous man, and I want in your pants. And I never really understood. It was really just. But now you say it, now that you say it, and I take you so seriously, Pete, it sort of struck home. So it is me, it's here, I'm here, it's Robin Tate, and I'm in Ballymena, Northern Ireland, and I can just about get in the door because my head is so fucking big.
Well, welcome here, Robin.
Thank you.
The better person in the room, we've also got from Central America, Kim Woods.
I don't know if I can follow that up. I'm just sitting here waiting for the fisting to begin. So, you know.
Oh, no, not again.
I thought it was going to be really sensible tonight because I listened to the show last week and Greg and Phil, you know, they're just a twosome and they handled the show very professionally. There was some great conversation. No talking of any of that. And now, you know, this week you're lumbered with us, the A-team. The good guys are back.
I didn't.
There you go.
See, it was only it's a bad girl in the house that mentioned that thing, and I'm not going to mention it.
We'll move on swiftly before we go into any story time. We have two birthdays this week. John Wilson, who's 31, apparently, on Tuesday. And also Jason Johnson, who's 35 on Thursday.
It is absolutely terrifying. Jason, yeah, fair enough, gotcha. But John's a school teacher. Mm-hmm. And I've known John now, it must be for, I don't know, 10, 11 years, from sort of first visits at veteran gamers meetups or EGX in London, stuff like that there, way back. He must have been such a little nipper way back then. You know, it's terrible to be the godfather of all these kids. It is awful. Happy birthday, guys. I hope you have going to have a wonderful time.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Have a great birthday then, guys. We haven't got any Twitch or Podbean followers this week, so we may as well just move straight on to story time.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Okay, top of this list then, Kim Woods. What have you been up to?
Not a whole hell of a lot. Just trying to get into the Christmas spirit. And it's proving to be a tad bit difficult. So, maybe I'll get there.
Why?
We'll see.
What's been difficult about it? How can we help you?
No! Well, I don't know. I don't know. These last few months have been kind of rough. So, I don't know. And with everything going on, it's just been kind of hard to get into that ho-ho-holly-jolly sort of, mindset. But I'm working on it. You know, I got to dig the tree and the ornaments and all that out of the closet over here. And maybe that'll help. Or, you know, maybe it won't. Maybe the cat will just drag it to the ground and break everything. But, well, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Can I suggest, Kim, this is quite a sensible and maybe quite a boring sort of thing. And that's how I approach Christmas when I'm feeling a bit down and blue and it's been a bit of a tough year. I go straight for the whiskey. And that's the sensible suggestion to you to do the same. Just turn into a lush, because you know January comes and you know you'll give all these things up, but you'll work your way through Christmas. It works. Mm-hmm. It really does.
It makes. Yeah. I'll just be in a drunken stupor the rest of the year. I can do that.
Well, there's voice. The answer's at the bottom of the bottle.
Yep.
Exactly.
Okay.
But other than that, it's not a whole lot. Been the same old, so it's going to get cold again. They're talking like 4 degrees next week, so I'm preparing for that. So.
Oh, it's a little bit nippier than that here.
My wife said that there was going to snow this week.
Yeah, apparently so, yeah.
Holy crap.
Thursday, yeah. What's especially, you're more at risk than us, Robin. I think they said it was up north, so.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Expecting real snowshow.
There we go.
Well, we have been a bit. The Christmas stuff came out, so the Christmas stuff is usually hides straight above me. There's a roof space above us here in this. I don't know. It's not a garage any longer. It's a whole fucking room house. Anyway, I got a hatch and everything. So there's another store up there. So all of the Christmas stuff came down last weekend, Pete. And it went over to the east wing of the house into the sunroom, and it stayed over there all week. It hasn't been touched. We've just been too busy. So I woke up at silly o'clock, about 5:30 or so this morning, and skipped out of bed. None of the kids had woke up. And I'll nip downstairs and got myself a cup of coffee. I went, right, I'll start to build some of these trees. So we have the false trees. There was some talk about a real one, but you know, by the time you get this thing built and you put every branch in and you go up, down, with the branches to make it look real. So trees were built, and now there's nothing on them because I'm not allowed to touch them. I don't know about any of yous, but there's two things in this house that I do not do. It's putting the decorations on the Christmas tree. In fact, it's not just me. No kid is allowed to put decorations on the Christmas tree. It is.
Wow.
It's a work of art. Judith just stands back and she looks. Is it balanced? Is it right? Is it color coded correctly? Is it the right things of all these ornaments we've collected in Disney and Universal and all around the world? You know, everywhere we go, we get a Christmas ornament somewhere. Are they all precisely done? And I'm not allowed to touch it. And maybe the most thing I can do is help her put the lights on, but I can't put the lights on by myself. The second thing that I'm not allowed to do in this house is packing suitcases. So for me, clothes in case, done. But no, it all has to be folded perfectly, needed. It's like a jigsaw puzzle. It all gets there. It's probably one as wrinkled as the other, but no, don't go near it. Don't do it. So anyway, this afternoon there, and in between a little toddler now, and that's the challenge. The toddler is, you know, almost 2 years old. This is now a realization that all these shiny things, what do you mean I'm not allowed to touch them? What do you mean I'm not allowed to touch shiny, sparkly lights and baubles and stuff like that? What do you mean no? How come you're touching them, you big, fat bitch? Seriously, you just see it in her face. But she's starting to go around going, wow, now, which is kind of cool. So, yes, one of the trees is up and decorated, and that is lovely. We've had a horrible week of sickness. It's been going on for weeks. This vomiting stuff, it's just been crap.
It's really crazy.
It's went through every kid. It's been a pain in the friggin' ass. But anyway, yeah, Christmas spirit. So as tradition goes, and I usually don't have a drink on podcast night any longer because it
but it's so fun.
Yeah, I know, but yeah, it's good work the next day and all that there. But tradition said I have to open a bottle of red wine while the Christmas tree is going up, and we put on. It was Home Alone today while the Christmas stuff was being decorated. So there is that. I mean, Pete, what do you do? Is there a routine for the Christmas stuff we use? Because it's Love Actually or Home Alone or Die Hard or what is it?
Well, it's our first Christmas at home, uh-huh. so this is going to be our first Christmas in our new house, so we've got to come up with a whole new routine. Shell's not got much time off in December. Well, she can't really book any time off the company that she works for. They deal with mortgages and mortgage advice and stuff, and they're not allowed to book any time off in December. Really? So she's hardly got any holiday.
But how busy could they be in December?
Oh, that's what I thought. Apparently June and December are the busiest times of the year, and they can't book any time off, which is ridiculous.
That's so redunk.
We probably won't have a great deal on, but yeah, the films have to come out, don't they? The old films. Home Alone's definitely a good one to put on the list there. I'm not one for, I've never seen Love Actually.
Oh, wow.
I haven't either.
No.
Oh, it's
maybe I should, though.
It's the perfect Christmas movie. It's schmaltzy and all that sort of crap, but it's just lovely. And Sarah says, seeing they're popping up, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, not the new one, the original one. It's just, all you have to pull them out. I had this debate, and it goes on before lots of times, about Die Hard. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie? And it is. Yeah. It's a Christmas movie. And even if it isn't a Christmas movie, it comes out of Christmas. And the first one, definitely. The second one, the second one's great, but I got too attached to those British people on the plane. We got to, do you get me? So, you got to know them and personalities, and we're British, and we'll get you there eventually, and then they crash the fucking thing into the ground. Yeah, that was just shocking for me. Anyway, Die Hard. And then, what else is there?
I have to disagree with that. I don't think it's a Christmas film.
Die Hard?
I wouldn't have that on at Christmas.
Yeah.
No. Nativity, have you seen those? Nativity 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, sort of, but they are really hammy. But it's okay. Yeah, I get it. The first one anyway, yes, the kids loved it. But definitely Love Actually is lovely. It is Breakfast really. Club. Pardon?
Breakfast Club.
Seriously, a Christmas movie?
Yeah, it's an old one. It's great to get all the old classic movies.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, but there has to be some sort of Christmas twist.
The Grinch.
Yeah, I know people love The Grinch, and even I'm not that, I know it's a piece of sacrilege to some people, but I'm not that sold on Elf.
I'm not either, believe it or not. I mean, I like Elf, don't get me wrong, but I can watch it once a year at Christmas time and call it good. Womble, if you're listening, don't hate me.
Sorry.
But yeah.
Yeah. Now, when that first movie finished, then we stuck on, because I'm enjoying, this will roll into this, Pete, the Thingy Express, the Polar Express.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, you would like that, because you've got Tom Hanks on your ball bag or whatever, tattooed on it.
it's my leg, just in case anyone listening is.
And that sort of rolls into what I bought at round Black Friday time for me, because I wasn't on. And I've been watching, Sarah's on Polar Express right now. I love Sarah. I love the hot chocolate scene where they're serving the hot chocolate. It's like in a French, it's inspired by some French art or something out there. Anyway, near the beginning of the movie when they're serving all the kids hot chocolate, I think it's brilliant. My new TV came. I was debated for donkeys about my new TV, and it came. And I bought a Samsung frame. The frame. And we always held back about putting a TV above the fireplace, and we've done that whole big room up and stuff. But this time I got Judith on board with a sort of a twist. So the whole thing about the frame is it has access to a whole hundreds, thousands of old masters, modern art, new paintings, blah blah blah, that when you are not watching the screen, you can hit art mode and it goes up, not like a screensaver, but it looks like real canvas. It looks like proper borders and it looks like a piece of art. And the TV is it comes with the wall mounting kit, so it's meant to be wall mounted, and it comes with it, but the wall mounting kit is almost cut into the back of the TV, so the TV, the frame is only about an inch and a half thick, And it comes, you can choose the color of your frames. You can have a black frame, a white frame, a wooden frame, or a dark wood frame. And these clip on so it looks like a proper painting, like an art gallery. And the way the frame is, the mounting kit is, it gets the picture, the TV, the picture, right tight against the wall. There's no gap, so it looks like a painting.
Yeah.
And what they've done with the screen is a little less glare off it than a normal screen. So when you have it in art mode, especially through daytime, and you have a painting up, it just looks like art. It's fabulous. It is fab. And then you can put your own pictures up and stuff and add borders to them. So it's fabulous. And the screen, it's QLED, so it's really, really good. So I've been watching some of these movies, like the Polar Express, in high def, ultra high def, or whatever it is, and it's gorgeous, lovely, lovely. So that was my treat. That's my Christmas present to me.
So is that what sold you the product and the old frame?
Yeah. The art mode was big. Art mode was big because I didn't want a big old bloody ugly looking TV up on our wall and black all the time. So. And this thing, yeah. But I'll tell you what, it works so fantastically. Apple TV is built into it, of course. Yeah. Like most of them have Netflix and stuff, but Apple TV is new. But it's so fast flicking between the different apps, so quick. Yeah. It's just awesome. I love it.
I like the idea of the bracket being recessed into the television.
Yeah,
that sounds good.
And it all comes with it. Yeah, bro. It's expensive TV, but...
I was just going to say, is it expensive?
Yeah.
I've said it to some people and said, oh, it's not bad, but a 55-inch TV was £1,299. Is that dear? I know you can buy 55-inch TVs for like 500 quid and 600 quid, but it's QLED. It is this extra thing. They came with a frame... I don't know. Is that expensive? I don't know.
Features. It's a good deal, but it's way out of my budget.
Yeah, well, it's the most
expensive. It's just vapor locked, so
It's the most it's the most expensive TV I've ever bought. Well, and it could advertise on Samsung for you. If you wanted to buy it, you can buy it interest free over 2 years if you wanted to. So there you are.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm chatting on. So yes, I got that. What else did you do? Pete?
Well, I can be pretty quick about this. So, we've chosen some suits for the wedding. Me, Mike, and Shell. We happened to just stumble into Mike. We've seen him in home base, and he ended up coming along with us and spending the day with us, well, pretty much half of it. So, that was good. We got to the suit shop. I chose the suit after trying about three on. So, I'm all done with that. That's that box ticked. I watched the Anthony Joshua fight. On Saturday, along with a whole bunch of boxing matches. Shell wasn't feeling too well, so I managed to get, and I don't normally watch boxing really when I'm around Michelle, which she doesn't tend to like it too much, but she was kind of asleep on the settee, and I thought, yes, I'll have a look and see if I can put that on, and I managed to get it on, and she ended up waking up and watching the rest of the boxing movie, which is nice, you know, that bit of together. It was a good fight. Did you watch it?
No, but I hear it was, well, just looking at the photographs of the guys, it doesn't look like it was much of a match. There was this sort of chubby guy against Anthony Joshua.
Yeah, well, Andy Ruiz knocked Joshua out the last time.
Right.
The last time. That's, so he had to fight him again for his belts. If he'd have cat fought like Andy Ruiz fights, he's just a natural born fighter. He would have lost that fight again, but he didn't. He boxed him. He boxed him clever. He kept his distance, just throwing in jabs and hurt him. Come back out, and he fought that way the whole way through the match. And a lot of people would have probably said that was boring, but the way he fought him was so technical, and he ended up winning the fight. He got his belts back. Good result for him, for the UK, because they'll be bringing a whole bunch of events back to.
Yeah, very good. Saudi Arabia. No, Judith doesn't really like fighting, but you should see her box. So.
Okay, so Robin, there's something else on the end. You've bought something else.
So the Deliacy brought me over 2 Switch lights from the States when he was coming to smuggle them in via customs to save some money, because 2 of the boys were getting Switch lights. And so we already have a Switch with the clippy sides, the original. And then my eldest, mm-hmm. Joshua, who is, I can't say what we're doing because we're doing something special for him. but he had mentioned to his mum that he fancied a Switch for his house as well. So that means there's going to be 4 Switches in this house at Christmas time. Switches, bitches.
Oh boy.
Holy crap. Yeah, and Nintendo are getting their hand in there, rightly. So, yeah, Switches, bitches. So we're done. All of our Christmas shopping is finished. And I have to apologise. I've used Amazon. I'm sorry. I mean, Amazon seemingly is not where you buy stuff anymore because they don't let people go to the toilet or something. I don't know.
I don't know. I still buy from Amazon.
Yeah, because, I'm all right, thanks. Yeah.
If you're going to save a book or two, people are going to, aren't they?
It's convenience for us. We're too busy, time-wise, so sorry.
One other thing that, we discovered, right, that we might have a little visitor in the house. So I think we might have a mouse.
Cheryl's pregnant? Oh, sorry.
No, I think we've got to have a mouse or something in the house. Uh-oh. So we just keep hearing this little scratching noise. It's weird. But we've only heard it today, mostly. More than anything else. I heard it about, I don't know, 4 or 5 days ago. But normally you hear these things a lot, don't you? If they're in and around the house permanently. I don't know whether it's just coming in for a bit of warmth and then going again. I don't know what it's doing.
It's that time of year. Remember a couple of weeks ago, the boys left the back door open and a little field mouse came in until he got flattened with the slippers I'm wearing right now. Yeah. It's just that time of year. And it's horrible. Yeah. I think I was very, very lucky to catch the mouse. In fact, I had to catch the mouse because if Judith had to come home and I hadn't caught the mouse, my life would have been over until it had done it, until it caught the thing.
Yeah. So I don't know. Because the attic's done out, it's not like... Well, because Mike's got that problem. He's got the same problem as well. But they're in his attic and he knows full well where they are. And he's had people to try and come out and sort the problem, but this attic's done. I'm sitting in this attic, and so we heard it. We think in between the two ceilings on the first floor of the attic. But what can we do? There ain't much we can do at all. Tomorrow's job. What I was gonna, because I'm off tomorrow and Tuesday. I was gonna use some fly mesh and block off 2 of the air vents, which I've been meaning to do for weeks anyway. And I reckon it's got in through one of those because the holes aren't that small, and any small mouse could probably get through it. And I reckon that's what's happened. I don't know.
They can get through just about anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we might have a little blighter to spend Christmas with. Who knows? So I think that's
not much... raccoons.
No. Don't get raccoons in Cowsley. So I think that's pretty much us then, isn't it, for our weekly wrap up? Let's
I think so. Okay. Yeah, I agree. I can care.
Let's go to game time then.
I can care.
Shall we play a game?
I want to play a game.
You are one pathetic loser.
Thank you very much. Love it.
Okay. Monthly freebies. Kim, can you run us through them?
Sure. Your games with gold for December are The Final Station, which is available through the 15th. Insane Robots, which is available through the end of the month. Jurassic World Evolution, which will be available December 16th through January 15th. Toy Story 3, which is available now to the 15th. And Castlevania Lords of Shadow Mirror of Fate HD, which will be available the 16th through the 31st. And of course, the last two are backwards compatible. So, yay. PlayStation Plus, we have Monster Energy Supercross and Titanfall 2. And for Stadia, we have Tomb Raider Definitive Edition and Farming Simulator 19, which somebody sent me a code for Stadia to use in my browser, so I'm interested in trying it. Ooh. And are the Twitch games updated, I assume?
I think so.
Okay. And your Twitch Prime games for this month are Darksiders 2, Definitive Edition. Boy, that's a hard word to say. And Planet Alpha and Sword Legacy Omen. Scroll down in case there's more, because there usually is. There's... My scrolling button will work here for a minute. Ah, there we go. Turmoil and Double Cross are your last two. So those are your freebies for the month on things that you already pay for. We know.
Cool. Thanks, Kim. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's talk about the games that we've been playing then. Robin.
Yeah.
Come on.
Is that me? Is that me now? Okay.
That might be you. You
okay. Well, look, I don't need to fire up video for stuff that I've been playing, but because it's Call of Duty. So my time has been limited this week with sickness and all the other crap. So I played a little bit more Call of Duty. Love it. Love the fun of it. Everybody has their own little slice of what they like. I am a lone wolf. I don't like playing with others. I like killing others. I don't like team deathmatch. I like me deathmatch by myself. Well, with other people. Solo. Like first, what is it called? Damn it, Robin. So it's just
deathmatch.
Deathmatch, yeah. Just no teams, no nothing. Just me killing people. I like that. Now, if I'm not doing that, I like the kill confirmed and stuff like that. But just dipping in and out, just solo, not having to worry about getting people together. I just love it. Just love it. Oh, Sarah, I will. It must be on PlayStation. I will accept your friend request. I will. Yeah, I just love it. It's just fab. It's just a super, super, super game. It's very slick, and it is getting back to where it was years ago, and it's lovely for me to be able to dip in and out quickly for 20 minutes or half an hour. And I haven't really taken on anything else big. I did fire up the PlayStation, as funny as is attached to the big new TV, which it is, and I fired up the PlayStation and fired up The Last of Us Remastered just to have a look-see. Mm-hmm. Looks lovely. So I never finished it, and I really must. And it was nice because I was playing in the standard one, and it's just automatically got my save point from the high def version. So I must go back into that.
Nice.
I want to mention Stadia as well. Because although it's shit, right? Although it's really bad, it has been getting a lot of bad flack, and a lot of it is deservedly so. I actually think that it doesn't deserve, the technology definitely doesn't deserve it. The company and the way they released it and their pricing model, very, very bad. But it is the future. I think everybody's, I can't work out if people are all just being down on it, that it's crap. It's not crap. It's good. The technology's there and it is good. Just the pricing model and the way they released the games is wrong. And I will bring this back around to 5 years ago or 7 years ago when this generation of consoles came out, when everybody was laughing about, I don't want my DVD or I don't want to lose my physical copy. And how many of us are now, yes, some of us still are on physical copies, but I'd say a good majority of us are in this group anyway, are mostly digital now. I think, and we all laugh, people laugh, there was people, even some of us were, oh yeah, I like my physical copy. And I'm not going to change. I look at my hand. I think those days are numbered.
Do you know what? I don't know why. With physical copies, I tend to buy physical copies and think to myself, oh, yeah, I'll trade it in. But I always tend to buy big games that I'm never actually going to end up trading in. I'm going to keep them. And I don't know why I just don't buy them digitally. I don't know whether it's a pricing. They tend to be pretty much the same thing, don't they? I bought Call of Duty, even that's a physical copy. Look, I brought that, and I just like Call of Duty. I thought, well, yeah, it might be terrible, and I can just chop it in, but it's actually good. It's just got massive updates, and I just ain't got time to download them. I'm with you there. I'm probably more digital, and I suppose you are, Kim.
So whether they get it right with this version of Stadia, whether they rethink it, redo the pricing model, stuff like that, there. Will it replace, at this moment in time, will it replace my Xbox or PlayStation? No. But what I'm trying to think I'm saying here is, this technology is the future. And with this new TV of mine, that Apple TV is now in there, which was never going to happen. You always needed that extra physical box, which I don't. Yeah. For this year, for the first time, it's one other thing unplugged. You know, What is the next step is having the Stadia or Xbox or PlayStation app in your Samsung, LG, whatever it is, TV. It's there and away you go and you stream all of your games. That's the future, not physical hardware consoles any longer. Maybe not now. Maybe in five years, maybe. 5 years might be a completely different time.
Well, when you bust these things open, these Xboxes, I mean, me and my brother have smashed a few baseball bats for a video we did years ago. There's not much in them at all. It's just a printed circuit board, a fan, and your power pack for where it all gets fired up. And there's nothing to them. You could build that. It might look like a bulkier TV, but even when you open a TV up, there's not much in there as far as circuit boards, is there really? There's plenty enough space. So, yeah, you could do it. And I'm with you there. It's definitely the future.
So,
do you regret the purchase or...?
No, I don't regret anything I buy that way. No, not really. I mean, it's nice to have, because you look behind me here, I have every freaking console under the sun, so I would want it for the collection anyway, Pete. You know, yeah. It's nice to be at that. As I said earlier on in the week, I'm at the cutting edge of technology, and everyone else has been left behind. All you do is complain about the new guys out there with the new technology. So you are just jealous haters. No, look, it's nice to have it. It's funny, I'm one way or another, I'm going to be doing an awful lot more travelling soon. It's going to be interesting soon about if I bring it to a hotel room and if the Wi-Fi is good enough in the hotel room to use this. So that might be good for me too.
I thought you played through a Wi-Fi connection at a hotel. Oh, that was part of the small print.
No, I'm playing this. So the little thing that goes in the back. What is it? The Chrome Ultra, whatever it is.
I have
it with a network cable. There's a network slot in it.
Yeah, in the plug.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's it. Yeah. I'm just sorry. Just a wee quick warning out there, please. Mr. Twitchy, Hitchness, Hilo there, and Mike Hook Hertz. Please just behave yourselves, or Banhammer will come down very, very quickly, okay? I know it's polite right now, but, you know, just settle yourselves, guys. Just settle yourselves. Anyway, there you go.
Okay, all right. Kim, what have you been up to?
Not a whole heck of a lot. For some odd strange reason today, Tony was here, so I let him pick the game because he wanted to play Xbox. He decided to play Dragon Age 2. I don't know what to say. I started it because when it originally came out, I bought it. I was excited because I like Dragon Age. And, then it got repetitive and kind of boring, and finally I just quit. Well, I fired it up today thinking, I haven't played it since I quit. Now I kind of remember why I quit to begin with. Not necessarily that it's bad, but compared to the first Dragon Age and then Inquisition, it's kind of boring.
Yeah, it's repeat Kiev.
Yeah, and I'm not even out of Kirkwall. I'm not even out of the main city yet. I'm already kind of bored with it. So I tried. Mm. So I don't know if I'll be going back to that or not. We'll see.
Yeah.
But aside from that, you know, that's about it. I did a little of the COD campaign. I haven't got back to that yet. But
enjoy it?
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah. I didn't realize there was certain achievements for things like carrying the same cinder block through the entire chapter. Had I known that, I might have tried that. But
So that's
I was looking through the achievements and because I noticed they were kind of chintzy. Because usually when you play something like Call of Duty, you know, the achievements pop pretty regular. But I noticed they weren't, and I got to look and I'm like, oh, that's why. So
that's a nod of the head back to Half-Life when you had to carry the gnome. All the way through the game, so that's, and I think it's called, what was it, Companion Block, I think is the name of that achievement,
instead of Companion Cube,
I think it's Companion Block, I think it is, so
something like that,
That's cool.
I may have to go back over and do it again and keep track of my little cinder block and carry it with me, but I'm liking it, so I need to fire that back up this week.
There's absolutely no achievements in the multiplayer at all that I see. So,
Is it not?
No. It's weird.
A quick question about the Half-Life game. How can I go back and play that? Is this something that I'm going to need to pick up at the Smelly Shop or something?
I know Portal is on like the 360 backwards compatibility. Orange.
I think Mike's got that. Yeah. Mike's got the orange box.
Yeah.
Half-Life
Half-Life playable? I think it's, if it's part of the Orange Box, I think it is. I wasn't that long ago. Yeah, it's backwards compatible 360, because I played it just maybe a year or so ago again. Just Half-Life 2 wasn't through it. Half-Life 2 is you could maybe even Half-Life 1 is fine. It is good, really good, but Half-Life 2 I think is where it's at, and it's still, yeah, it's a bit, little bit graphically a bit oldish, but it's definitely worth a go. Half-Life 2 is definitely worth a go.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, it's part of your culture, man.
Yeah, but I haven't played either, so.
Oh yeah.
I know.
Have you played any
terrible peasant? Nope, that's pretty much it.
All right.
So.
Well, myself, I've been playing The Outer Worlds. I was gonna, I did the same thing. I thought I'll fire up, play COD. I didn't even click on it this time. I was just in The Outer Worlds, and I was just like, oh, I really want to play a little bit more of that. And that's what I did. I clicked on Outer Worlds. Got a lot further into this now. I've got four companions. I think I've missed the fifth. It's Ellie, I think it was, who's like pretty much earlier on at the start of the game. Greg spoke about this at length last week, so I'm not going to bore anybody to tears about this. But
not really. No, because I'm interested to hear what you think.
Well, I do think it's got an element of Fallout to it. I feel like you can control the dialogue a little more. It is starting to get a little bit tedious now. Some of the quests that I'm doing, I feel like you can drive the story pretty much anywhere you want to. You get the choices you do in Fallout, where you can either nuke a town or not. And in this game, you can either turn off a power supply to one or turn off the power supply to another, and they lead to different things. You can convince people to either stay with you in the town. You can bully them out of the town, and there's a whole lot of things you can do, and you can change the dynamics of the game very quickly. And it is good, but some of the tasks that they give you are a little bit tedious. You feel like you're doing a lot of running around for even just the side missions, and it is starting to grate me a little bit.
I hear that it sort of, it feels like it gets really, really big, but then it winds itself up very, very quickly. So, I don't think it's too long.
Right, okay. Well, I've got the fourth companion. I'm trying to think, Nykova or something like that her name is. Anyway, when I look at her missions, I'm like, they're huge. They're absolutely massive. How am I going to find time to do all of these? So whether that's what people mean, whether you complete those missions and then it kind of wraps up quickly, then great, I'll keep playing it. But it's good. I do like it for what it is.
So it's very like Firefly then?
I've never seen that.
You need to write a list.
need to get a life. If you're a big fan of Fallout, you'll like this game. If you've got Game Pass, even better, because it's part of that subscription. You can just download it, drop it if you don't like it. I've put some hours in, and I'm enjoying it. I think it's good. It's well worth giving it a go. And it's not that hard to come across the achievements. They just drop as you're playing the story, so you can earn yourself a whole bunch of gamer points as well during that. So that's The Outer Worlds. And the other thing that I'm going to get stick for.
Okay. Yes. I get it. All right. Fair enough. Let's start the stick.
Okay. Right. So everybody knows that I had the Oculus Quest for my birthday. And well, a friend of ours, Stuart Fowler, had been playing on this game, and I've been just watching. I've been watching his live streams. I've listened to his SoundCloud stream. He's done a mix that's 30 minutes long. I listened to that when I was in a car journey this week, and I thought, yeah, he's doing really good. And I've always wanted to be able to use DJ equipment, so I've just gone ahead and bought it. So the game is called Tribe XR DJ. And
so, one second, is this what Stu's using?
That's, yeah, okay. Exactly that. Yeah.
All right.
So this is a DJ simulator that you need to obviously purchase the Oculus Quest for to play. So It's about, I think, $14.99 for the game. You're in this room, and all you've got in front of you is this professional DJ kit. And you've got the CDJ turntables, a whole bunch of buttons and knobs that you just don't know what they're for at all. You've got the options to... That was my first reaction. What the bloody hell are all these? And there's a whole bunch of equalizers and switches, and you just don't know what the flaming hell they all are. But you can expand the DJ set into four CDJ decks. So you've got... It'd be completely overwhelming for me because I've never touched one before. So when you start the game, there's a great tutorial that gets you into loading a track. There's about 20 tracks that are already loaded onto the DJ set, Max tracks, and you can load them into your decks. That's what you get to do first, and you get to play them, and then you switch between the two decks, and that's pretty much all it gives you to start off with. And then you can further advance then into other tutorials when it starts to go into all the other parts of the DJ kit, the different buttons, what to turn off and what to turn on at what times. I would imagine it'll start going on to beats per minute then, and how to like filter in between the two tracks and maybe introduce sound effects and stuff. But I've not played enough of it because as soon as I fired it up, right, Stu lost his marbles. It just went straight on sending me friend requests.
Oh my god!
Come on, Pete. Get on my game. And you can just tell straight away. He's just like, Pete's on Pete. And he keeps on sending me invite after invite after invite. And I'm like, oh my god. And I was clicking on them. But for some reason, I couldn't connect onto it. I couldn't connect onto his server. Now, this is twice. So I played super hot. And I think he invited me onto a party before. I'm sure it was that game or something else. Anyway, it was Racket Fury, the table tennis game. We tried to start up a party. We just couldn't do it. And I don't know what it is. There's two or three times now I've tried to create a party with Stu, and I honestly, don't take it personal, Stu. I'm not doing this on purpose. I cannot connect onto your server. But he carried on sending me these invites. So it's 12:30 at night, right? I've got this dance music blaring off on my headset, and I'm in bed. Shell's like fast asleep because she's not very well. She's got the flu. And Stu's sending me all these invites. So I'm WhatsApping Stu saying, listen, I'm in bed, and I just don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I ain't going downstairs now and getting closer to the router because I was quite far away from it. I said, we'll just have to sort out another time. He's like, but I'm on holiday tomorrow and I can't even. I was like, oh God, well, we're just going to have to wait. What you can do, going back to the game, you can connect the Oculus Quest up to the computer. If you've got MP3 tracks on some folders that you've got, you can upload them onto your Oculus Quest, and you can then disperse them onto the decks and start mixing those songs, which I thought was pretty good because Stu said to me first, you can sign up for this website and download 300 tracks a month or whatever it was for £12. And I just thought, oh man, that's an investment really for just mixing music. But you can upload your own tracks, and I've got a whole bunch of MP3s. So
yeah, all Barry Manilow stuff and all that there.
Yeah, Bob Dylan, yeah. I'm going to do BB King remix.
It really does interest me. I mean, this is what Stu stood in the Big Brother house in London.
That's right.
He stood at night time and like sort of stepped back and forward, like the old man dance, like a step forward and a step back, a step forward.
Yeah.
He was just in dad there. Dance. He was just dad dancing all night long. This here, so this is what he was doing. Okay. See, my son's very much into it, and he has, and another buddy of ours from Canada, you know Fraser, he's very much into this as well. Fraser does more dad remixes where Joshua is writing the latest stuff. I don't know, but he does a lot of the physical stuff. I have no idea. I like this. I wouldn't be very good at it, but I could have fun with it.
Yeah, it's not too fiddly as well. You'd think with the Oculus Quest controllers it's pretty hard to grab the equalizers, but you can pan in and out with the actual deck itself. There's a handle at the very base of it, and you can move the deck up and down. You can zoom in and out of it, so you feel like you've got total control of the environment, and it's pretty easy to turn all of the equalizer knobs. You just literally turn your wrist either to the outside or inwards, and that actually spins the dials around. It's quite good. I've not played it enough, to be honest, but I'm gonna connect it to the computer.
So
time.
Can we just clarify? You're lying in bed.
Yeah.
With this mask on.
Yeah.
With the two things in your hands, going, just like this here in bed.
Yeah.
Seriously. And Shell's beside you, going, oh, okay.
No, she was asleep.
All right, fair enough. Game over, UK! In the house! Okay, no, cool. Yeah, do you know what?
I sat in bed with it on. I'm not one of these that's going to sit in bed every single night with a VR headset on. And it was a DJ game that I was playing. I wasn't watching
it's a anything. Whole new level of sad, going to bed with a VR headset. Yeah, I mean, I think I'm bad going to bed listening to a podcast and having Mike in my ear, coming in my ear. But this is a whole new level.
Oh, well.
I mean, what if you fall asleep with it on?
Imagine
waking up with it.
No. No, I don't think I'm going to do that ever again, maybe. I don't know. But Shell was not very well, so I just needed to film
get away
time.
From her. Kim, have you tried VR, Kim?
No.
Would this interest you at all?
Mm-mm, not really. Are you kidding? I have enough problems with my balance. Could you see me with a headset on, trying to do something? I'd be on the floor in no time, flat.
Well, this DJ program, you can sit like I was in bed. You can there's games that you can play stationary. And you don't need to be, you don't need to be standing up or doing anything active, really. With Tribe XR, you're just using your arms. So that's good. I like it.
Yes. Interesting. Obviously. Different.
Likes
something
it so
new.
Much, he doesn't in bed.
You're just like Stu now. You're just like Stu.
Oh, no. Oh, no, yeah. The dad dancing will come next. oh, well. So that's pretty much.
It could be worse.
Yeah, that's pretty much all the games that we've been playing in this past week. Have we got a quiz as well, Robin? Or
do we have a quiz? Answers: A or B? Kim?
B.
And Pete?
A.
And as per usual, Kim is absolutely right. No, we don't have a quiz.
Oh, well, okay. All right.
So much for that, then.
We'll move on to the news, then.
Here is the fucking news.
Okay, just one small story, then, and it's about Black Friday sales results in the UK. Xbox One was the UK number one games console over Black Friday. It was the best-selling machine. It was heavily discounted, the one package was, and that was for an Xbox One S, all digital. And it was dropped from $199, I believe, down to £110 in Tesco.
Wow.
And, oh, no. I didn't even know that. I thought it was just one across. I did notice it on Smith's Toys.
I would have if I had realised this, I would have went out and got one at £110. I would have went out and bought it.
I didn't know that. I think they were selling it in Lidl as well. There was a whole bunch of places, £129, which I thought was a great steal. But £110, you couldn't turn your nose at that, could you? That's great. So the machine, it bundled with digital versions of Sea of Thieves, Minecraft and Fortnite. And that's why all of these games charted so well in the software charts. More than 100,000 Xbox One machines were sold last week, according to retailers, which is just...
UK only as well. UK only.
Wow. Which is just slightly behind what the console managed during Black Friday 2018. So the all-digital version was the most successful edition of them all, why wouldn't it be? There we go. Xbox One also narrowly beat Nintendo Switch by just a handful of consoles. Nintendo's machines also featured some big discounts during Black Friday, with the new Lite version down to £179.99. And there was also some bundling products like the Nintendo Labo, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe Edition, and Pokemon Sword and Shield. So
We'll chat more about the lights after Santa Claus comes, because I've had them out and I've updated them and downloaded Fortnite on both of the consoles for the kids and set up their accounts. So it's they're charged, ready to go for Christmas morning. So it's I don't have to start download this, download that. And it's Fortnite, yeah. So, but they do seem like nice pieces of kit. I'm looking forward to that and see how the kids work with them. Again, no dock, no side, little controllers that come off. But it looks robust enough for a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
Where I was terrified of the big one. The kids play it out here, but then I don't let them run around with it. You know, inside the house, it stays here in the dock, and they play Fortnite together. One on the Xbox, one on the Switch. But I don't let them. They use the Pro Controller with it because it taking the slidey things off the side just terrifies me. So I don't have that problem with the lights. Anyway, sorry.
But it can't go as far as Pilch. I mean, Pilch's dog eats his to hear the week. That's in another 60 quid.
Cujo the poodle. Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
So this meant the bronze medal of Black Friday went to Sony. So the PS4 was in third place. Sony's machine just sold over 60,000 units last week, with FIFA 20 and Call of Duty Modern Warfare bundles proving to be the most popular. Although there were offers around PlayStation last week, they were not aggressive. There was not as aggressive as Microsoft deals.
So I mean, they are cheap and getting cheaper, cheap. Oh, the end of the cycle and all that there. Will you, Pete, Kim, would you be have in mind new hardware this time next year? Would you be ready and waiting to get your delivery of your new PlayStation 5 / Xbox banana, whatever it's called?
Yeah. I mean, if they're all going to have, like, backwards compatibility, oh, sure. I'll be right there.
Me, personally, I think... I don't... Some of these Xbox One Xs surely are going to play the games that these next-gen consoles are going to release.
I wouldn't think... Yes, they will. Yes, well, no, sorry, I was going to say no, but yes, they will. But it'll be a bit like 360, the Xbox One... It'll start. Yeah, there's a version for both, but they'll soon stop that. And then the new PlayStation, the new Xbox will be the place to play them. But an Xbox One X will, you know, you're fine for a year or two with an Xbox, especially an X.
Yeah, well, this is it, you see. Have you got an X, Kim?
Mm hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to wait. I think I'm going to see what the issues are with the new. Next gen, because there's going to be once they've ironed them up, and when there's games, then when it starts to when the Xbox One X starts to, I suppose, get saturated, there's no chance of new games appearing on that. And when I really do start to feel the difference, I'll probably get one then at that point. But I don't think I'm going to go there this time. And straight out.
I think this time. Now more and more people have, just like myself, I think, upgrading TV as well over this period of time. Mm-hmm. Where when the first big step up to ultra high def, 4K, all that stuff, people weren't ready hardware for it, TV wise. Where this time now, I think in the cycle of it, when you buy a TV now, it's more than likely going to be 4K, more than likely going to be. So people are more willing to invest that. Phil Spencer, I was reading this week. He has the latest version of Scarlet, the very latest console at home.
Yep.
So it's pretty close to getting ready to go. It's exciting. Yeah. I'd say the ramp up, it will ramp up massively come January, February. It's the build up to it. It's going to be kind of cool.
Just one thing in the US, we're these bundles, PS4, Nintendo, and Xbox, heavily discounted over there, or?
Well, I know the digital was down to like 150, if I remember right. So, yeah. And I do think that the PlayStation and stuff were discounted pretty good. I don't remember right off the top of my head because I wasn't really looking for one because I already have one. But I was pretty sure there were some good deals out there. So.
Yeah. Hmm. Interesting. Okay. So that's pretty much it for the news.
Yeah, I do want to go back to a bit of stuff, if I can find it. You want to chat away, maybe, because I'm trying to find a thing for a thing and a thing. Oh, maybe on Twitter. Damn it. You chat away a second and I'll get this, the thing and the thing and the thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, community questions and stuff.
Here we are. Got it. Found it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna read it. So this is from Matt, our good old friend Matt, who was at the meetups in London, and he sent it to a few. So the guys missed this last week, so sorry, Matt. It's about Stadia, because Matt had a Stadia ordered. He had the Founders Edition, and he wimped out of it. He wimped out a few weeks before it was launched. So he sent this email. And it's a page, so I'm going to rattle my way through it, okay? And we'll have a chat there. Get it over here and see. So, Stadia. Listen to both Bongo and Chinny's takes on their Stadia, which in general seemed quite positive. Mike's video was particularly interesting, the way he got naked, and he does show it going a long way to show that it's not a complete F-up. The naked bit I really enjoyed. However, I'm still glad I cancelled mine, as I feel Google completely effed up the launch. The promises that were made to us as founders just didn't get realised, with the news of which features weren't going to be ready at launch conveniently released just a few weeks before launch day. To add insult to injury, we got to find out that these changes... I find out these changes via social media rather than directly to our registered emails that they only saw fit to use for the thanks for your order initial email. And the best way to set up Stadia email near launch. This is absolutely inexcusable for a company of Google's size, with no doubt multiple huge offices full of PR bods. I wouldn't mind betting on Live handled their launch better than this. Well, yeah, they did. We queued up at EGX and they give them free. I would think this as a product launch should be one that other manufacturers use as a lesson in how not to do it. And I'd love to see the figures on how many cancellations were caused purely through Google failing to communicate properly with Founder Premier customers. Finally, the biggest reason I'm glad I cancelled is the whole value for money point. When the free version launches in 2020, I'll get 1080p 30 frames for free, aside from obviously the actual game cost, at which point the system will have had significant beta testing from founders that have paid £130 for the privilege. And until I see that a quality internet from blah 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 blah. Yes. Sorry, Matt, it goes on a bit. I love it. It's fantastic. I won't include Steam in this, as I feel this is unfair comparison when you're likely going to have to spend more than £700 on a decent gaming PC. You're right. Okay, a PC and Stadia, you can't compare. Can't compare it to a console either. He's not a hater, he says. I honestly hope this works for Google and understand that it was never going to be perfect from day one of the soft launch. It just could have been handled much, much better, setting realistic expectations. Competition is great for all of us that love games, and if Google see this going places, they will no doubt put more money and more dollars behind the games development arm and hardware of Stadia. More games, happy gamers. Peace out, Brussels sprout, as Duke might say. Mike, thank you very much. Very, very good points. You're absolutely correct. It does need a lot of work, but you wimped out. But thanks for the feedback, because it took a bit of time to put that together. So, good lad. Thank you.
Well, we welcome any more emails. Mm-hmm. Just send them in. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook. Like I said, you can email us, you can send us a speak pipe. We are gaming tarts, I would say. We're everywhere and we are always playing games. We are all over the world, so you can get us at all different times as well. Just jump in and say hello. I'm sure Bongo might have a little jingle that he could play to give us some information about how to contact us.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. A victory's achieved.
Oh no, it's not that one. It's this one here. We are family. Oh no! It's this one. It's this one. Sorry.
I told you I don't like to be manhandled.
Hold on. Here we are.
Shall we play a game?
God damn it. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll
we'll get back to you on that one.
If you just search Overseas Connection somewhere, you'll definitely get some contact information.
So just oh dear, just email us at podcast@ocpod.com. That'll do, or at @OC_Twitter. No, @OC_podcast on Twitter.
We'll hear Nicole's voice.
We will. Yes, eventually.
New releases. Kim, yes. Could you run us through that, please?
In a second here. Oh, God.
For the audio listeners, Kim's cat just went right on.
Yeah, sorry about that. Crap, what did he do? All right, new releases for the 7th through the 17th are Ashen, the PlayStation 4 and Switch. 4 and Switch on December 9th. Dragon Quest Builders 2 for the PC on the 10th. Hearthstone, Descent of Dragons, also on the 10th. MechWarrior 5, Mercenaries, the PC, also on the 10th. Narcos, Rise of the Cartels, for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC, on the 10th as well. Terminator Resistance, PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, on the 10th. Detroit Become Human, PC, on the 12th. And Bottom, for the PlayStation 4 and PC, on the 17th. Those are your new releases.
Oh. So, is there anything in there that we're really interested in? Well,
not people were
not really.
A few people were going mad about that, weren't they? And it wasn't my type of game.
I think
Dylan could probably pick that up.
Detroit on the PC is kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
But could you do that through, like, the way Greg's playing his PlayStation Now through PlayStation Now anyway? Couldn't you? That
I would think so.
Interesting.
No.
There you go. Okay, there was some talk about a new tournament set up in Golf Club. Do you remember? Who was that, Pete?
I don't know.
That was today, wasn't it?
Don't know. You've got me on that one.
I thought you replied to it. No?
No.
So it's Brian in the OC What's Next WhatsApp group. Do many people have the Golf Club 2? And if so, is anyone interested if I set up a little challenge league for us?
I haven't seen that.
Okay, look, Brian, feel free. Please let us know. Set it up. It was done. I don't think anybody would mind, as Greg, somebody called Greg, I'm not sure who it was. I don't think anyone would mind, and many of us have it, as we did have a little challenge league going for a while, run by Gary, some guy called Gary. I'm not sure who he is either. Certainly could do one again, as it's a good game. Yeah. We like putting balls in holes, so please do it.
Very good. Alright, so as well as that, we've got Victory Achieved as well, Robin.
Yeah, Victory Achieved, you finish a game, you take a credit, you take the credits, the little scrolly things at the end of it, not like Star Wars at the beginning, which it goes, it's the opposite of that. You take a selfie with your beautiful face in the picture, and you send that off to @OC_podcast with the hashtag Victory Achieved, and you win money. People have won money this year. And people can win £15 or $20. Is that correct? Yes, it is. We draw this at the end of December. It's once every 3 months. And there's only one person that's finished a game this week. And that was Hardy Dan. He finished Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. I like the looks of that.
Yeah, it's good.
Speaking of which, I watched 2 episodes very naughtily tonight with my son of the Mandarin, the new Star Wars series.
Okay.
Yeah, it's only available on Disney Plus, which is not available in the UK, so I don't know how I watched it. I just switched on the TV and there it was. No idea how it happened.
It was magic.
My son done something with his laptop and something like that, and then all of a sudden it appeared. Haven't a clue. So I watched the first 2 episodes of that with little baby Yoda. That's very cute. Yoda as a tiny little baby. It's very cute. Yeah, it is quite chilled. It's grown up Star Wars. It's kind of seriously sort of Star Wars. It's good. I'm looking forward to that. Okay, well done. Please get your Victory Achieves in. You're going to have some free time, hopefully come up around Christmas time, get completing those games. And thank you very, very much for doing that. And for that, you get this.
You all have a Victory's Achieved. Victory's Achieved. You have one. A Victory's Achieved.
Thanks, Robin.
No problem.
We might as well start closing the show off. Hmm. We're all wrapped up. Pretty efficient, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Really was.
Better than them two oldest last week.
Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious.
Is red wine breaking out there? Okay, so we broadcast weekly, like we said at the start. You can catch us on Twitch.tv/OC podcast, Mixer.com, and YouTube.com. We broadcast at 9 p.m. In the UK, 1 p.m. West Coast, 4 p.m. East Coast, 6 p.m. on Easter Island, and 7 a.m. in Australia, Melbourne. We can't forget 3 p.m. Is it 3 p.m. Central? It's just 3 p.m., isn't it, Kim? Mm-hmm. Anyway, you can get all of our podcasts if you want to go back all 556 episodes on iTunes. There's plenty of communities that you can join as well. You can get us on WhatsApp and talk to us even more if you really want to catch up with 117 messages after you've woke up in the morning. It's completely up to you, but please come and join us. It's great fun. Facebook, send us a message on there or tweet us on at @OC_podcast. And that's pretty much it. It's easy enough to find us. There's plenty of platforms.
I'm doing Nicole. You know what? If you had suggested earlier, I could have done the Nicole sort of like the bumper.
Yeah.
I always knew it was there.
Like us. We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us. podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello, my fellow podcast family.
Love you, Mark.
Oh, Robin.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you want to shout out this week?
Well, that gentleman especially, Mark Wright. Mark's been having a pretty toughy time, and we want to throw virtual and physical, if we could get them, hugs out to Mark. Get back soon, Mark. We miss you. Yeah, big.
Indeed.
Ripped. Yeah, get back here. Greg DeLacy and his wife are off having Santa hats and drinks and having great old time. They're away for this weekend, so fair play to you, you deserve it. Well, that's it. Just everybody's starting to ramp up and ramp down all at the same time for Christmas time. I have a big week ahead of me, so shout out me. Woo, woo, woo. it should be a very interesting week for me, so one way or another. And you guys and Pete for hosting the show tonight and letting me fart about and press buttons and not to try to do both, which is lovely. So, yeah, it's a quiet news week, but it's been just nice, just chatting away. So, yeah, Kim.
Alrighty, I'm going to shout out our shatters. We've had RCGC, Lurks, sure. Yankee Fan 1888, mm-hmm. Game Over UK, and Commander Root.
And some plunkers too that I banned. The ban hammer came down a few times.
Some ass hats.
They got warned.
Let me know. I am not Caitlyn Jenner, so there you go.
Did you get that? I missed that. Did you get that?
Huh?
Did you get Caitlyn Jenner?
I got that. Yeah. So that's when I knew it was time to whip out the ban hammer.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully everybody has a good week, and the holidays are coming up, so if you haven't got your Christmas shopping done, like me, you better get to it. Other than that, shout out to Mark, shout out to Tank Top, hope y'all are having, a good time, and
stuff.
Pete, how about you?
All right, well, I'm going to shout out you guys, because it's been a great night again. I love podcasting with you all, as Mark says, the podcasting family.
Yep.
Bongo's already shouted out Mark, but yeah, I'll send him my virtual love as well. I sent him a message as well yesterday. Just give us a shout anytime you want to chat, gnaw somebody's head off for a little bit. Just give us a shout, mate. I'm always around. I'm going to shout out my family, because I've had quite a bit of time with the family, either messaging them, calling them, or being around them this past week, which is nice.
You just want to apologise to them, do you, for being around so much?
Yeah, being ginger and yeah. being there in their family, there's always that one in there. And Shell as well, she's not very well, and I don't like it when she's poorly. She gets all like, oh, feel sorry for me, and I need to go to bed and die, and yeah, she's not very well. So fingers crossed she gets better soon, and that's pretty much it. I think we're all done, aren't we? We're all
wrapped up, ready to go to sleep. Well, you're not you, Kim. You're ready for the...
No, not me. I still have shit to do, so, you know. Yeah? It's only 4 o'clock.
You
here,
should...
So.
On podcast nights, you should move into our time zone as well. You should literally, you know, go to bed now. It's official. You can go to bed now. That would be really cool. That would not be good.
I can deal with that.
Yeah. I'm on UK time on a podcast. The podcast will not be edited and up until tomorrow evening. So, just letting you know. I've got stuff to do. So, that's it. That's me.
Yeah. Well, see you out then with the music, Robin.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.